half a mile away from the port bit, and you've got some incredible places. The mountain which rises on one side, you can climb to the top, you can look down on the port and the whole harbour complex. You can walk around the what is called the Rocky Coast. There are the lighthouse at South Stack. These were, you know, these were places which were recognised for a long time. When they were building the breakwater, they brought Queen Victoria to have a look at the new harbour works, as they called it. And they took her to see South Stack, and they even decided that they would fire a face just for the Queen. And this meant that they had this quarry, a huge quarry, which was taking bits out of the mountain. And it wasn't really a quarry in the sense that, but what you had was they dug into the mountain about 2 or 3 meters and filled that space with black powder, as they called it, gunpowder. And they would do these drillings all over the face. And then they would connect them up through detonators and then press the plunger and there'd be explosion. And the whole of that face would fall forward. But because the Queen was coming, they thought, we'll do a special show. So they packed, one report says that they had 1.5 tons of black powder. Another one doubled that and said it was something nearer to 3.5 tons of black powder, which had never been done before. So they filled this mountain with this. Queen Victoria was sitting on the royal yacht in the harbour looking at this. And then they pressed the plunger. And the explosion was, unheard of. It was heard. It was the most tremendous noise. There was stones flying all over the place. People were trying to shelter under umbrellas and parasols because there were stones were falling. Windows in the town were cracked and broken because of the force of the explosion. There was dust and noise and everything. And there is a theory that Queen Victoria always had this sort of selective deafness, that she would listen to some people and that she wouldn't listen to somebody else. It is possible that she was actually deaf, that the bang that she'd heard in Holyhead Harbour at that time had actually affected her hearing. But there we are, we're surmising there. But that place now, where the quarry was, it's a country park, and it's a wonderful place for people to walk and to get back to that idea of how the place was being used.